In today's show, we're going to talk about one of the most important elements, the ingredients, something that you must possess if you want to succeed in your career, and that is to stand out. Hello, race drivers. This is Enzo with the Race Driver Coach Show. A little bit later than normal because we just got back in from Baku, from Azerbaijan. Great weekend, full of pressure. I'm absolutely exhausted. So is the driver. It didn't go to plan, but he still did something that I want to speak about today, and that was he stood out. You've got someone out there in a championship who didn't get many points, but still everybody's talking about. Everybody noticed because he was overtaking everybody. And this is what really inspired this video. People ask me, some of the most important things that I must possess as a driver? What's going to help me succeed as an entrepreneur? Because I coach different people outside the sport. And really, it comes down to you standing out for the right reasons. Being a brand. Being the kind of person that attracts eyeballs and attention. I can't tell you how important, I can't emphasize enough how important that is. If you think about all the sporting greats in motorsport, outside of motorsport, you think about Alan Prost compared to a Nigel Mansell or an Ayrton Senna. You think Alan Prost, you say, okay, won 4 titles, amazing, quick driver, was very neat, tidy, always finishes the races, super consistent, always looked after the car, didn't even use exit curbs that much because he just hated DNFing. He hated 0 points. So he won championships. Then you think of the more on the edge drivers, the people that stand out to us and we always say are geniuses, like Ayrton Senna. And then Nigel Mansell, people that wore their heart on their sleeves, made more mistakes, were outspoken. When you watch them drive, they create emotions in you, within you. When you hear them talk, when you hear their quotes, when you hear their beliefs as they're communicating their beliefs to us in interviews or any other way, just their comments on the radio, like, actually, one that Nigel Mansell said, which was really sticks with me, and it's kind of paraphrased because I can't remember the exact words, was, if you can't win, then people must still see you and notice you for doing something, even if it's a huge crash. But if you're overtaking people, if they can see that you should have won, but you didn't, that's still a win. What does that tell you, everybody? Thinking of people like in boxing, like Muhammad Ali, in MMA, Conor McGregor. In basketball, people like Jordan. Why are they standing out? Are they always the most skilled? Are they always the fastest, the most agile? No. They stand out because of their personality. They stand out because they create or they attract attention for some reason. Now, when I look out now into the paddocks, on the grids, and you see a huge F4, F3 list of drivers' names, On the starting grid, you're like, I haven't got a clue who any of these drivers are. If you haven't been in racing, you know, you haven't watched racing much in the last 2 or 3 years, and you look at the people coming through, you just don't know who they are. They're just names on a sheet. There could be 40 of them. It's just car after car, helmet after helmet. Now, with the halo up, you can't even see the helmet anymore. So they're losing their identity even more. Yeah, they might have a website. They might have some Instagram account that says, looking forward to next weekend. This weekend didn't go to plan. Looking forward to next. I want you to listen to this with, and just pay attention to it. If people are not noticing you, if you're not standing out through how you're driving on track, how you are off track, then you are invisible. You're just another person steering a car around a track. Or if you're outside of motorsport, you're just another wannabe entrepreneur. You're just another wannabe basketball player. There's thousands of you. And you may think that your story is like this Hollywood storyline and it looks all glossy and lovely to you. But from the outside, people just don't care unless you make them care. And you do that by having a character, by standing out when you're competing, by being a little bit outspoken, by making mistakes, but being the kind of person that has the heart on the sleeve and shows that they are there for a fight and they do not care what people think. Okay, you've got to behave in a certain way to not be thrown out, to not be completely chastised and be victimized. But you have to be yourself. Everybody that's trying to fit in, trying to say the right words, trying to walk that tightrope through this PC life that we've got right now, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to blend into the beige background of life. We need color. We need volume. We need spontaneity and some kind of excitement in order for people to look at you, in order to create attention and buzz around you. And I want you to take this seriously. Have you this week, let's be a bit kinder, the whole of last week, did you make enough noise in your sport? If you're looking for sponsorship, how many people did you actually go and contact and get in the face of, whether it's on a Zoom or anything? How many people now know your name that didn't know your name last week? Have you updated all the social media? Have you put out videos? Did you do something in the race last weekend or in your sport or in your business last week, that allowed people to see you and actually introduce yourself to people? If not, you are failing. If you look at the Money Mayweather fight that just happened against Logan Paul, I think in that one fight, they earned more money than Michael Jordan did in his career. It's crazy, but that's why. What? Why? Okay, that was a farce. Brilliant. But just think about it. There's something to learn from that. Attention. Eyeballs. You need eyeballs on you if you want to succeed. If you're just ticking boxes, doing the right things, you're pretty quick. I'm talking about race drivers now. You're pretty quick. You do all the things you're supposed to do. You're a good person. You don't upset anybody. You don't speak out. You don't really talk about what you're thinking about, you know, speak your mind. You're going to get missed. It's just like when you see someone at a bar or at school. At a bar, you don't really pull people at a bar now, but if you see somebody and you want to chat them up, it's a girl over there, you think, I really want to get their attention, or a boy over there, I really want to get his attention. And then some douche comes along, or douche-ess, and because they've got a bit of balls about them, they go and speak to that person. That's it. You see them walk off with them, and you think to yourself, I'm so much of a better person than that person who just chatted up the one I want to speak to. I could give them much more. I'll be much better for them. But they didn't see me because I didn't have the guts to speak up. Life is exactly the same. If you don't speak up, if you don't wear the heart on the sleeve and show people on a grand scale your true self, they also, life itself, will also turn its back and walk off with other people. I don't want you to miss out on this. Every single day, I want you to ask yourself, have I done something that puts eyeballs on me? And this isn't an egotistical thing. If you're going for a career, you are a brand. If you're a company, you're a brand. You need people looking at you. You need to grab attention. If you want sponsorship, you need to grab attention. Nobody wants to sponsor something or somebody that has no eyeballs on them and no interest. And I want you to start to look at your career now. And I know you're going to have certain skills that you need to really perfect. You're going to have all sorts of different departments of, you know, marketing, which is what we're talking about. Sales, which is what we're talking about. Have you done enough to speak loud enough and get eyeballs on you? And this goes for everybody, whether you're a race driver or not. And if you haven't, you're going to get ignored. So just do that now. Think today, what have I done to introduce myself to new people? What have I done to stand out from all the other competitors? And I want you to ask yourself that every single day. Ask yourself at the beginning about the previous day and what you can do in the current one to make a shift, to make a change, to stand out more. It's your job to stand out. Like the race weekend, like I said, I think I said anyway, the driver couldn't win. Starting from 20th, he got to 6th. Made a slight mistake. But it doesn't matter. One mistake out of all them overtakes. People were talking about him more than the winner because he was overtaking. You could see the passion. You could see the fury in the car. That's what people pay into. That's what people want to see. So it's not just about being the best. It's about striving to be the best, getting better, but making a lot of noise about it. If you're being too quiet in the racing industry, if you're being too quiet in your sport or your business, nobody cares about you.